بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فإن محمود بن لبيد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن أخوف ما أخاف عليكم الشرك الأصغر. قالوا: وما هذا؟ قال: الرياء. إلى آخر الحديث، رواه أحمد رحمه الله تعالى. There are some efforts of shaitan, some sins which he tries to make a person fall into, which are visible to the person. Sometimes they are so obvious they are visible to other people as well. But if not, a person himself knows he is involved in it. He knows he is doing this sin in private. And when a person knows he is doing something wrong, he can see it, then he feels guilty inside. And sooner or later, inshallah, he will repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. But there is another category, another effort of shaitan, which from one aspect is even more deadly. Why is this? This is that shaitan attacks a person in such a manner that other people definitely cannot see the thing that he is practicing. And sometimes he himself, if he is not careful, he doesn't realize either. And this is why in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, explaining such an illness, such a sin, he says that definitely one of the things that I fear most for you, I worry about most for you, what is it? Ash-shirkul asghar, the minor form of shirk. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this is the first time they had heard that there is a minor form of shirk as well. So they asked that, what is minor form of shirk? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the minor form of shirk is riya, that you are doing an amal which is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the intention is to show someone else. You are performing salah, but instead of worrying about who is in front of you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are worrying about who is looking at me from the right, from the left, from behind me. You are sitting with the Quran, but instead of whose Quran I am praying, your intention is that so-and-so will hear, so-and-so person will think that mashallah, he recites the Quran regularly. This is something which no one else realizes that the person is doing something wrong. Everyone thinks he's doing a good amal. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows he's not doing a good amal, he's doing an evil amal. So that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I fear most for you. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that such a person, in the world, every person may think that, oh, mashallah, he's doing so many good deeds. On the day of judgment, what will happen? That on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that go and find those people to impress, to those who you try to impress with your amal. You are showing your amal in the world, and go and see if they are ready to give you some reward, because you didn't do it for me, so I'm not going to give you any reward today. So this is also a very important aspect of our deen, that whilst we are doing any amal, we keep an eye on our intention. It should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for others. And if such thoughts come, we fight them. And if necessary, we take advice from the ulama, from the mashayikh, from the people who have expertise in this field. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to practice every amal with ikhlas. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.